V-83. Sunrise Palace Resort, Zanzibar, Tanzania. A picture-perfect sunrise provided a serene backdrop to the chaotic scenes playing out on a stretch of sand typically filled with sunbathing tourists. Already, within an hour of Hassan Manula's discovery of what he could only describe as a monolithic and triangular object from another world, he had been detained for questioning, and his find had been concealed from public view. The concealment method he saw from one of the hotel's windows before entering a quiet room for questioning appeared to be very basic, with an enormous tarpaulin cover supported by high metal rods shielding the impossibly ornate triangle from open sight. Hassan's mind thought of the object as a triangle, and he had already heard that word being used by others around him. But the three-dimensional nature of the object made triangle an imprecise descriptor. He would later conclude that triangular prism was more appropriate in a technical sense, but this didn't change the fact that everyone, including himself, would persistently and uniformly call it a triangle. When initially trying to describe the object in a phone call to the local police, he'd encourage them to imagine a very wide cylinder that was cross-sectionally triangular instead of circular, and which had been horizontally sliced to leave a stump only 3 or 4 feet high. As inelegant as this description may have been, it did paint a fairly accurate picture. After alerting the police, Hassan had returned to the triangle along with some of his colleagues for a second and better look. The hotel workers thought it was going to be some kind of practical joke, quite understandably, and all were stunned into silence when they saw the scale of the object that had landed, or been placed, in their tiny corner of the world. The low light prior to the police's arrival restricted how much detail Hassan and his friends could discern. They did, however, see enough to know that the object, an ornately decorated triangular prism composed of a remarkably black rock-like metal, quite clearly had an inlet groove where a smaller object of the same kind could be placed. There was a further triangular groove within the first, apparently for an even smaller replica, and it appeared to Hassan very much like his discovery was one-third of a finished article. Whether the other two parts had arrived elsewhere or would do so soon was something he couldn't even guess, but the nested Russian doll-like effect was unmistakable to his eyes. Aside from the very clear physical indentations which suggested that smaller triangles could be placed within this one, there was another indication of incompleteness. The jewel-like studs which adorned the outer edges of the triangle's upper surface stopped at the indented center. Indeed, the absence of these highly reflective dots was a large part of what made the first indentation so apparent, even at first glance. Hassan's indoor questioning was very gentle, certainly nothing worthy of the term interrogation, and the local policeman who took his sworn statement of how he had discovered the triangle clearly believed him. Unbeknownst to Hassan, however, control of the situation on the beach was already out of the police's hands. "The hotel's beach-facing security cameras will show me walking out to the beach," Hassan said, "in case anyone needs to see that I really did only find it 2 minutes before I called you. In fact, those cameras will show the triangle arriving. We will know once and for all where it came from." The policeman raised his eyebrows and shrugged. "The cameras were the first thing we tried, Mr. Manula. Unfortunately, there was a white flash at around..." Without a knock, the door swung open very abruptly. "I think we have kept Mr. Manula for long enough," an eavesdropping official interrupted. Hassan looked at the man and saw Chinese features above an ELF emblazoned uniform. "Of course," the policeman said, deferring in accordance with orders he had already received from his superiors. As per the ELF charter, this fell squarely within the organization's remit. "Thank you for going to the police and not the media," the official said, shaking Hassan's hand with a firmness that bordered on aggression, and then encouraging him to leave the room. "You made a very wise decision." These words, although grateful on the face of it, were spoken in a threatening tone that left Hassan in no doubt that his decision had been a wise one. Glancing out of the window on his way to the parking lot to get out of there and home to his family as quickly as he could, he saw that the makeshift tarpaulin cover had now been replaced by a peaked tent-like structure that must have been the size of 2 basketball courts. Hassan didn't know what would happen if the triangle was still there when the tide came in. Its sheer mass would likely anchor it to the spot, he thought. but he couldn't imagine that it wouldn't be long gone before then. The ELF officials clearly weren't messing around, and he couldn't blame them. Unshakable certainty filled Hassan's mind that the triangle wasn't just an object. It was a message. The first of three parts, perhaps, but a message nonetheless. And for better or worse, it was in the ELF's hands now.